Welcome to the James River Church Podcast. You're about to hear another inspirational message. It's our prayer that this message is an encouragement and blessing to your life.
Well, I want to talk to you tonight just for a few moments. And we've been speaking on Sundays about led by fire, and we talked on Sunday about the Red Sea, and what a great and epic story that is. But tonight, if you've come in here and you have a problem that you're facing, if you have an impossibility that you're looking at, there are some principles in Exodus chapter 14, which is the passage we looked at on Sunday, that can really help you not only process your problem, but process what God might be doing in that moment to work in you and how He is going to work through you. Because how many of you know, I don't know about you, but have you ever been walking through something and you hear a message one week and it's like, you know what? You just need to be still. You just be still and know that God is God. And you're like, yes, that's so good. And that's what I need to do in my situation. I am just going to be still. I'm going to stay steadfast. I'm not going to do anything. I'm just going to watch the Lord move. And then the next week you come to church and it's like, you know what? God wants you to move. God wants you to move. God wants you to get up and get going. And you're like, that's what I need to do. I need to get up and get going. But you kind of think in the back of your mind, now, which one is it? And I mean, I don't know about you. Has anybody, I grew up in church. So like sometimes it's like, you know, we need to get going as Christians. And sometimes it's like, we just need to be in the presence of the Lord. And it's so fun to think, okay, I might be a little confused. But let me encourage you. If you're walking through a problem, that actually it's both. And you see that on beautiful display in this passage. Now, there are times in Scripture where God literally told Israel, you know what, just be still, and I'm gonna just do this for you. But most of the time, God, when He wants to work through us and in us, and we wanna see the miraculous, God do the miraculous in our lives, it's gonna be both. And so I titled the talk tonight, Be Still and Get Moving. Be still and get moving. God, which one do you want me to do? I want you to be still and I want you to get moving. And the thing is, if we don't get this right, we can find ourselves very anxious. We can find ourselves feeling very uncertain. We can find ourselves not full of faith like God would want us to be because we're not actually doing what scripture oftentimes counsels us to do. You know, because if you get the order wrong, it can really mess things up. I want to give you some examples. First is, you can be frantic if you're moving on the outside and on the inside. So what I mean by that is being still is an inside posture, but God is calling us to move at the same time. But if we get that wrong and we don't have the inside right, sometimes we can get a little frantic and we can be moving, going, going, going on the outside and going, going, going on the inside. And it all becomes frantic and anxiety. Maybe you're walking through a problem tonight and that's totally you. You're frantic. You're like, I'm trying everything I know to try. And at night, I'm thinking through every possibility I can. And I'm anxious and I'm worn out and I'm just frantic. Another way we can get this wrong is we can be frozen. We're moving on the inside, but not on the outside. Some of you, that's totally you. You're like, I'm not doing anything right now because I'm just totally frozen. But every night and every moment, it's just the wheels are turning and you're in your spirit. You're just constantly like, just totally anxious. Constantly moving in there, constantly. You can't turn it off. You can't stop it. You're not actually doing anything, but you're frozen because of the anxiety that you're facing. There's no stillness in your soul. There's no quietness in your soul when it comes to the problem. Or, this is one of my favorites, we're free, forgetful, and flawed, all right? That means like, you just can't wait to get out of it. So you're just like, pretend it's not there, you know? It's like, there is a problem, but you just wanna be free of it and forget about it, and that is actually flawed. And so you're not moving on the outside or on the inside. You're not doing anything about the problem, and you're not you're trying as much as you can to not think about the problem and you're forgetting the problem, but there's still a problem. How many of you know when, if that's the way you're living your life, that doesn't make the problem go away. It doesn't really help. The problem's still there. Everybody can see it around you, but you're trying to forget about it. Yet at the same time, in compassion for you, if you're like, man, that might be me. Sometimes the problem's so big that you're like, man, I just wish it could go away. And if I just wish I could have a moment, I just wish I could forget about it. And if I can sweep it under something or do something where I don't have to think about it, it just feels like it's better. And I want to encourage you, there's a better way to live, and it's faith-filled, resting in faith on the inside and moving on the outside. That we can be rest at a place of rest, at a place of being still, but yet still working and still taking that step of faith forward on the outside. Still saying, God, I believe, and I'm in a place where I know you're gonna take care of it, but God, I'm still gonna work, I'm still gonna move, and let you move the direction as I go. You know, sometimes we say it here that it's hard to steer a parked car. Maybe you're not moving, and God's just waiting for you to move so he can start to work. And so we see this amazing and kind of thought-provoking paradox, and I'm really kind of excited to talk to you about it because I think as Christians, sometimes we have to learn this over and over again. You know, when a new problem comes, we're not sure what to do, and so we can get frozen, or a new problem comes up, and we're not sure what to do, and because the problem seems so big, it can make us forget that we have to find that place of rest and that God still wants to work. And so we're like, am I trusting the Lord by moving? Should I be doing something or should I not? You know, and I love how this scripture really helps us understand it. I want to look at verse 13. It says this, but Moses told the people, don't be afraid, just stand still and watch the Lord rescue you today. The Egyptians you see today, you will never see again. The Lord himself will fight for you, just stay calm. Then watch this in verse 15. Then the Lord said to Moses, why are you crying out to me? Tell the people to get moving. Now go back to 13 and 14. Just stand still, but get moving. Maybe tonight that's a good word for you. Maybe you're working it up on the inside and you're not moving on the outside, and God's saying, hey, let's flip that, all right? How about you're in the right place, you came to the prayer meeting, you're gonna get a word from God, you're gonna say, soul, you will rest in the Lord, soul, you will trust in the Lord, I'm gonna stand firm in that, I'm gonna be silent and at peace here, and then I'm gonna watch God move on the outside, I'm gonna get going. Let me encourage you, God is going to move in your problem. God loves to work. God sees where you're at. God is able to handle it. God has a word for you in your issue. God has a word for you in what you're walking through. And he's gonna give that to you, and then he's gonna use you to be part of the solution. I love in verse 13 and 14, Moses says, Moses told the people, don't be afraid, just stand still and watch the Lord rescue you today. Keep your eyes on God. You know what, Moses, as you're studying this passage, there's kind of varying opinions on how this works, where Moses is coming from when he's telling the people this. Is he telling them this because he had a word from God in that moment? Is he telling them this because he sees what God has done? And there's a little bit of both in this as well, in that Moses, I mean, there's a pillar of cloud and fire. God just let him out of Egypt. And he's saying, look at what God has done. God's gonna help us in this moment. You know, if you want to walk with confidence, you wanna be still. Maybe I'm talking and you're like, man, I would love that. I am full of anxiety. How do I do that? Well, you remember what God has done and you remember what God has said. You remember what God has done. Honestly, Israel in this moment, in the story, we're talking about the parting of the Red Sea. In that moment, they forgot what God had done. And so it's a chaotic moment. And we know that because in Psalm 106, it says this. It It says, our ancestors in Egypt were not impressed by the Lord's miraculous deeds, and they soon forgot his many acts of kindness to them. Instead, they rebelled against him at the Red Sea. What that rebelling is that saying, man, I don't think this is working out the way God said it was gonna work out, and we're freaking out. And that's because they forgot what God had done. They forgot what God had done for them in Egypt. Maybe you're walking through something and you have a lot of anxiety. I want to encourage you, think about what God has done in your life. Think about the ways he's brought you through. Think about that time you called out to the Lord and you said, God, there's no other way. God, I'm calling out to you. Think about that and say, God, I remember you did it then. And God, I know you're going to help me today. You got to remember what God has done. But Moses is also pulling from what God said. Because when the Egyptians are coming and they're bearing down on Israel and they feel trapped and they're not sure what to do, Moses could actually draw from a time that he had in the presence of the Lord where God spoke to him, this is what I'm gonna do. You see it earlier in chapter 14. Then the Lord gave these instructions to Moses, ordered the Israelites to turn back. So they were headed in a direction and he has them turn back. And once again, I will harden Pharaoh's heart and he'll chase after you. And I have planned this in order to display my glory through Pharaoh and his whole army. And after this, the Egyptians will know that I am the Lord. So what Moses is doing when he, you can go back to verse 13 and 14. Moses told the people, don't be afraid, just stand still and watch the Lord rescue. God had told him he's gonna do that. God had given him a word that he was gonna do that. What God has done and what God has said allows him to say, this is what's gonna happen. So what's the application for you as you're walking through maybe a problem? First of all, remember what God has done in your life and then say, okay, and then remember what God has said. Maybe God's already spoken to you about what you're walking through. Maybe you've already gotten a word. You know, sometimes when we're full of anxiety, somebody can look us right in the face and say, you know what, this is a word for you. And we don't hear it because we're so full of anxiety. But we have to stop and say, God, I'm gonna listen to what you're speaking. I'm gonna trust you, because that sets our soul in a quiet place. It says, but Moses told the people, don't be afraid, watch the Lord rescue today. The Egyptians you see, you'll never see again. And then it says, the Lord will fight for you, just stay calm. The word for stay calm is actually better translated, be quiet. Be quiet. Be quiet in your soul. Be quiet when you don't know what to do. Now, that's a good thing if you've heard from God and you have a word, you're trusting in the Lord. Then it's good to go, God, I'm just gonna trust you. I'm gonna be quiet. I'm gonna be still. I'm not gonna move out of this place. The presence of the Lord. I'm gonna stay right there. You know, tonight as you're here, it's a great place to get a word from God. It's a great place to say, God, I believe you're gonna speak to me. God, I'm gonna get a word from you, and then I'm gonna stay here. This is actually a better scripture for when you walk out. It's a better scripture for tomorrow morning. When you say, you know, here it's like, yes, God's gonna give me a word. And we've just been singing great songs and we've been, you know, declaring great things and believing God's gonna do something great. But tomorrow is the day that you need to tell your soul, you know what, you're gonna be quiet, you're gonna trust the Lord, he's gonna fight for you, he's gonna see you through. All you have to do is watch, he's gonna help you. And so when you get into tomorrow, you say, this is my verse for the inside. When you get into your bed tonight, you say, this is my verse for the inside. Yeah, I don't know how it's all gonna work out. Yeah, I don't know all the answers yet, but I am going to stay here. And I'm gonna stay right there with the Lord. I'm gonna keep my eyes on him, and I'm gonna be quiet in my soul because I believe God is gonna help me. How many of you know when your soul is there, you have strength for the road ahead? When your soul is there, you are a person that has stability. And God wants that for you. But yet, we're not just to stay, we're to get going. Sometimes then, after we're here in the right spot, God's gonna call you to move. God, that really takes an act of faith. You know, as Israel is here, they're parked on the beach and the Egyptians are coming and they panic. You know, it can be hard to know, okay, move, which way do we go, you know? Do we go at the Egyptians in faith, or do we, you know, what do we do? And sometimes if you don't know what to do, that's the moment where you're like, I think I'm not gonna move. I think I'm just gonna just stay right here until something happens. And I wanna encourage you, maybe as you've been walking through a problem, when you're in that anxious place and you're praying, it's hard for you to hear from God or to see the solutions because you're so anxious. You know, when you're calling on God, sometimes you can be calling out on God purely out of your anxiety and just be like, it's just an anxious prayer. It's not a faithful prayer, but an anxious prayer. And God definitely hears those prayers, but he's just waiting for your heart to get a little quiet so he can actually speak to you. And that's why the first part's so important, to get your soul in the right spot, to say, God, I want to be in your presence, because I need, rather than jumping to the answer, you're going to spend some time in God's presence. You're going to say, God, I need to get to that place where I trust you, where I believe you, where I'm in that place of rest, because then you're going to speak to me and I'm going to know what to do. And that's kind of what we see happening here. It says this, then the Lord said to Moses, why are you crying out to me? Tell the people to get moving. So it's like Moses is calling out to God. He kind of knows, he has a word from God, but he's crying out to God. And God's like, hey, why are you crying out to me? It doesn't mean that God doesn't love prayer or doesn't love when we talk to him or doesn't want to move in our lives or doesn't want to have conversation with us. But there are points where God's spoken, where we've had a word from the Lord. We've been in the presence of God. And God says, you know what? It's time to get moving. And it's like Moses is calling out to God. And finally, he takes a breath. He's like, God, please save us. God, we need you to move. God, we need you to move. And he stops and he takes a breath in that prayer time. And God's like, okay, I'm glad you're done talking now. I need you to get up and stop praying for a moment. And I need you to get moving, because I have this all planned out. I have it all planned out. So it's not that I don't want you to cry out to me. It doesn't mean you need to cry out to God for sure. Because when God is near to those in times of trouble, he hears the cry of his people. But don't let the anxiety take over and just be like, God, I'm praying. Stop, trust the Lord and say, God, I prayed and I believe you're gonna move. And the Lord in that moment will speak to you and say, all right, it's time to get going. I love what he says to him. He says, tell the people to get moving. And then in the next verse, pick up the staff, pick up your staff. So he's saying, you know what? Here's some direction. We need to get moving, and you need to grab that staff that's in your hand and start working with it. Sometimes, God, when we get to that place where we say, God, I've prayed and our soul is in the right spot, then God says, you know what? You see that around you? I want you to use that. See those people? I need you to tell them to do this. See, this is the plan that I have for you. And he tells us direction to get moving as we say, God, it's not just me saying, God, I believe you're gonna take care of it, but God, I know you're going to help me work through it. Stop, I wanna encourage you, maybe you're frozen right now, maybe you aren't moving, maybe you're not doing anything that requires any faith except calling out to God, and God's saying, you know what? It's time to take some steps of faith. It's time to go talk to that person that you're thinking about. I know that's hard. I know you don't like conflict. I know that you're afraid of how it will work out, but you've prayed and it's time to get moving. Maybe it's time, maybe you're like, man, I'm just such a shy person and I feel like God's spoken to me about getting involved and getting on a dream team, and you're praying and you're just waiting for God to take away all those feelings of insecurity and anxiety, and God's saying, you know what, now you prayed about it, now it's time to get moving. Because you ain't gonna see the sea part until you raise the staff up. You're not gonna see the miracle until you say, God, I believe I have a word from you, but I'm gonna act on it, and that's when you're gonna see God move. And God wants to move in your life. He loves you and he has a big plan for your life, but it's time to get going. And I think one of the coolest parts of this story, and I hope it's super encouraging to you, because this is really the truth for every single person. If you're facing a moment where you're like, I don't know what to do, if it's that big, and everybody faces those moments, Everybody faces the moment where they're like, I don't know what to do. Everybody faces the moment where they're like, God, I'd rather sit here in your presence and you just take care of it than take a step. Everybody faces the moment where the action is actually really hard and takes a lot of faith. But I want to encourage you tonight that these are the moments. These are the moments that you will look back on and you will tell your kids and you will tell your grandkids, I saw God move. And I love how Moses, writing this story, tells the story. I almost think of old man Moses, old Mo. And he's writing this story and he's saying, and I love how he puts it, and that is how the Lord rescued Israel. How did it happen? Well, it happened when God gave me a word, but then when that actually, the moment came, everybody freaked out. And I didn't know what to do. And I just told the people, hey, we're gonna not just panic. We're gonna go off the word that God put in our soul. And I said, be quiet. The Lord's gonna rescue us. And then I called out to God. And you know what God told me? He said, get moving. He said, you know what? I'm not just gonna take care of it. I'm gonna use you. And you're gonna raise your hand and you're gonna part the sea. And then that's how it happened. The miracle happened. When I was still in my soul, but I got moving on what God said. When I was still in my soul, but I said, God, I'm gonna take a step of faith. You know, those are the types of moments that miracles are made of. Those are the types of moments where you say, that's how it happened. That's where you tell your kids, you know what? I was still and I got moving. And I know that problem seems like it is no fun. And I know that moment feels like, God, why did you put me here? Why would we be caught here? Why would this moment be happening to me? And you know what? You'll look back on it and you'll actually thank God for it. You'll look back on it and you'll say, it was good that I was afflicted because now I praise the Lord. God put things inside of me. I would have never seen God's power work in that way if he hadn't put me in that moment. That's the truth. I want to have stories as a follower of Jesus that God puts me in a position that only a miracle can get me through. And then I can say to my kids, and that's how the Lord rescued me that day. Oh, Dad, how did you get through that? Dad, that seems so big or so hard or so crazy. How did that story happen? Oh, let me tell you, it wasn't, you know, it's cool. It sounds cool to you because you see the result. But let me tell you about this and this and this and the wall we were up against and the moment, the insecurities and all those things, and then how God brought a peace and how God brought a miracle through something I didn't know how he could ever do. Let's be people of faith. Let's be people that believe God. God's presence is here. God's brought you here tonight. Maybe you're watching tonight because God wants to give you a word, and the word is be still and get moving. Because that's how you're gonna see me rescue you. Amen.